What about the patient who, let's say you use FOLFOX and bevacizumab, they have a great response. Eventually they get to a point where you stop the oxali because of neurotoxicity, continue with 5-FU bevacizumab, and they finally progress at 18 months.
What to do with those patients? This is a very important question because, as we talked before, FOLFOX or Zelox with bevacizumab is probably the most commonly used regimen in the United States, and we do know that those patients do not progress within the first few months. The majority will be still getting benefit from the treatment when they develop too much neuropathy to be able to continue with oxaliplatin. And we have very often stopped oxaliplatin, continue with the fluoropyrimidine plus the bevacizumab. Now, those patients eventually will progress, although some patients derive great benefit for long periods of time just from the fluoropyrimidine and bevacizumab. And the question comes what to do at that point. And there are two ways that this issue can be approached. Those patients who had rapid recovery from the peripheral neuropathy from oxaliplatin could be re-exposed to a combination with oxaliplatin, following more or less the OptimOx design that has been recently published by the group from Dr. DeGramont.
About continuing the bevacizumab?
Well, if you're going to reintroduce the oxaliplatin, I think that that's one option, although we do not know about the benefit of continuing the bevacizumab, particularly in this situation. But since the patients were previously responding to a combination with oxaliplatin-bevacizumab, I think that it would be reasonable to continue in this particular situation. However, for those patients who still have significant peripheral neuropathy and for whom reintroduction of oxaliplatin would not be reasonable, then I tend to switch them completely and switch them to an irinotecan-based regimen. And usually I do not continue bevacizumab in that situation.